So again, we really believe this is an important economic move as much as it is a health move. This is an important part of paving the way for further reopenings. If we can get this right, get our indicators in a better place, we want to see more commerce happen in this state, and masks are just such a cheap and easy and simple and important way to get there. With that, I want to introduce a couple of business leaders who can share much more about how important this is for business. First, we're going to hear from Hannah Pura and then from Houston White. Hannah comes to us from Bemidji. She runs a gift shop up there called Compass Rose. In the summer of 2016, she opened up this gift shop, and she's done so much in her community to help individuals attack this pandemic and help other business owners too. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about why masking is important for her business up in Bemidji. Hannah.
Hi, Minnesota. So I've been asked by the governor's office to share my story and position on wearing masks in public. I'm here to speak on behalf of my small business. I'm not here to speak on behalf of other small businesses or any other industries. I just want to share my personal business story with you. So if we haven't met yet, my name is Hannah Pura. I'm the owner of Compass Rose, a home and gift shop located in the heart of Bemidji, Minnesota. In fact, Paul and Babe are just up the street from my shop. 4 years ago, I had a dream, I quit my day job, and I leaped into the adventure of being a small business owner. It sounds like it was a breeze, but it's been more like a beautiful storm. We've been in business for the past 4 years. We started as an online business with our warehouse being our guest bedroom at our house, and now we have over 2,500 square feet of retail space. Each year has come and gone with its challenges. However, this year has been different for everyone. Change is the only constant in life and in business, but this year, the changes were greater than they've ever been. At the beginning of the year, we didn't know if we'd be able to keep our doors open long enough to welcome the tourist crowd that fills our town come May. It was scary, I couldn't pay my employee, I couldn't pay myself, rent was late, invoices were due, and then the COVID crisis hit. Our store was forced to shut down, and the panic set in. Luckily, our store manager's official title is Chaos Coordinator, so Kelly and I began to listen to our customers and see what they were asking, and then pivoted to meet our community's needs. This is the beauty and necessity of a small business. As time went on and we learned more about COVID on a weekly basis, the talk about wearing a mask shifted. Our friends were asking if we were going to sell masks in our store, and at first I said no. When we were able to open up our shop again, we gave our friends a choice to shop with us however they felt most comfortable. We even had a sign up that said, "We get it. Things are weird, and we want to accommodate and respect your comfort level and your preferred shopping experience." So, along with curbside pickup, free delivery in the Bemidji area, we also continued to sell our products online to meet our customers where they were with their COVID comfort level. Now, Bemidji is a community with a population of approximately 16,000, and in the surrounding area, there's about 50,000. It's also a favorite tourist destination, the home of Bemidji State University, and it acts as a hub for northern Minnesota. So there's lots of people traveling in and out of our community all year long, and as we started to learn more about how the virus spread, my views about masking began to change again. It wasn't until the COVID cases in our community started to rise dramatically in the last month that I started to consider mandating masks in our shop. Local businesses were closing their doors to allow employees to get tested, and that's when it really hit home for me. You see, our business isn't just a business, it's home. If you don't count sleeping, I probably spend more hours inside my business at Compass Rose than I do at my own house. We welcome hundreds of friends into our shop weekly from all over the world, and because of those friends, our customers, I'm in support of wearing a mask. We cannot afford to shut down for 2 weeks. We can't afford for our employees and their families to get sick. I love our town, and therefore the sacrifice to wear a mask is small in comparison to the risk of those around me. On Monday night, our hometown of Bemidji took the steps towards mandating masks in public areas. So today, I appreciate the support from the governor that helps protect small businesses like mine throughout the state. In a way, it helps level the playing field for businesses, and it really takes the pressure off of business owners like myself to not have to make that difficult decision. Our lives are a string of moments and connections. That's what makes the journey of life so grand. Our mission at Compass Rose is to provide goods that help to create a symbol or reminder of those memorable moments in our lives. The world doesn't need more stuff, but to fill the community with more experiences, connections, and joy through gift giving. I never thought I would say this, but face masks have now become a part of those life's moments. If wearing a mask can contribute to curbing the spread of COVID, I feel like it's a small price to pay to protect the business that I've worked so hard to build and for those that have helped me build it. Thank you for listening today, Minnesota. And Houston White will now share his story.